Well, it's summer in Cincinnati, but most theatergoers are looking ahead to the fall when Cincinnati theaters will be presenting their new shows. And joining me this evening is D'Lynn Myers from the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. Welcome, Lynn.
Very happy to be here.
And you have a very exciting season this year. So let's get into the thick of things.
Sure.
You're starting the season with Hands on a Hard Body, which will run September 3rd through the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And that's based on a documentary film.
It is. There was a documentary made several years ago about a contest where 10 people become finalists to keep their hand literally on a truck, and the last person standing wins the truck. But this is a musical. This is a rockin', fabulous musical. Trey Anastasio, who was just in town earlier this summer, the lead for Fish, wrote the music. Doug Wright, who wrote the book for Grey Gardens and I Am My Own Wife, wrote the book. So you have the best of both worlds coming together. And it is a musical as diverse as our city. It is a play about acceptance and understanding and compassion, as well as just being very funny. And these songs will knock you out. So we will have a Nissan hard body pickup truck on the stage. No idea yet how we're going to get it in the building, but we're going to have one. And I am so excited about this show. Our entire season is built around the theme of a quest. And not only is ETC on a quest for where we go in the future, but also the quest for our city. Everybody seems to be teetering right on the edge of leaping on. And I want plays that talk about that. So the quest starts with Hands on a Hard Body, and it truly is something for everybody. I think that this show has such a diverse appeal that if you don't know who Fish is, but you do know who wrote Grey Gardens and I Am My Own Wife, but you don't know either of those plays, but you really like trucks, or if you just want to see the everyday guy get a break, this is the play for you.
I'm trying to imagine choreography while keeping one hand on a truck.
Well, the fabulous Patty James will help me accomplish that. There are 15-minute breaks, I believe, every 6 hours is the contest rules. So eventually people can walk away from the truck, but as part of the show, they can't.
Well, going from a very contemporary type of pop quest, your next show is actually a very classical quest, The Iliad, which will run October 15th through November 2nd.
But this is an Iliad. And An Iliad is a contemporary retelling of that famous Iliad story. It looks at how man has been involved in warfare from the beginning of time and how we still don't get it right. I was compelled by the piece that Lisa Peterson and Dennis O'Hare wrote because it is so immediate. I think that it draws you into making those battles that have been waging for thousands of years. It brings that tension and that urgency and that life and death situation on stage, all in the capable hands of one wonderful actor, Bruce Cromer, and under the amazing direction of Michael Evans Haney. So it's a unique, interesting combination. There will also be a live musician and vocalist connected to the show. I think it's definitely a show that just needs to be seen, and not just because it's Bruce and Michael again, but quite honestly, you know, Freud's Last Session was one of the biggest selling shows in the history of ETC. I Am My Own Wife was a gigantic hit in the history of ETC. And Iliad reminds me of those compelling pieces of theater that are done with very little stuff and very, very great words.
When you added this to your season, this was before the recent events of conflict in the Middle East.
Yes.
So it's even more timely.
Sadly, yes. And I do think it's incredibly sad that we keep revisiting these topics that we've revisited since the dawn of mankind's existence. But one way to address it is on stage.
Looking ahead to a lighter note, the holidays are always fantastic at ETC because you always bring in a wonderful musical. And this year we're seeing the return of Sleeping Beauty, December 3rd through January 4th.
And yet it's a return with a great new energy. David Kaiser and Joe McDonough are commissioned to write these musicals for ETC, which I think a lot of people may not realize, that we commission two local wonderful, wonderful writers to create things that fit in ETC's space, but that fit our mission of plays with a social conscience. And you cannot ignore that because it's the holidays. So our Sleeping Beauty is very willful. Our Sleeping Beauty has great ambition. Our Sleeping Beauty is locked away, as we know, because we're afraid she's going to prick her finger on a thorn of a rose. But a lot of things that ensue in the show are about the morality of making good choices and the compassion for people that are misunderstood. And David is writing some new score for the show. So I don't want anybody out there listening to think, oh, I've seen that. because it will have a wonderful new energy to it. I don't want anyone out there thinking, oh, I don't have kids. I'm not going to want to bring kids. It's a kiddie play. It's truly not. And the vast majority of my subscribers that come to see this show come without children. It may not challenge you as far as a rough piece of sort of off-color language. No, that it won't have. It will be definitely G-rated. But we do indeed commission musicals that are multi-generational, appealing, beautiful stories. And if you haven't seen it, you should come. And if you have seen it, you should definitely come back and see how David's work has continued to evolve. He is a marvelous composer. There's brand new song that was never in the show before. So please don't think about it as a repeat. We are a theater dedicated and continue to be dedicated to new work. So even when it's a work we've commissioned, it will have a brand new, wonderful, sort of sparkling quality about it. And everybody needs a fairy godmother, right? So it's a way to get touched by a little magic.
Moving on, you're starting the new year with The Other Place, which will run January 28th through February the 15th.
And that is a stunning piece of work by Char White, a new play that recently not only ran in New York, but then reopened and ran for another many, many, many weeks. It is a play that I think is very important. And I find it odd sometimes when people call plays important. But I do think it's important in that in the way Next to Normal made us look at the mental illness as that, an illness, and something that wasn't maybe by choice. But The Other Place looks at a brilliant woman who is in her 50s, who has the onset of a disease, and she misdiagnoses herself, and her family doesn't quite understand, and there are parallel lives going on in the piece. And it is a play about making sure that we don't misjudge ourselves. It's a play about opening up to the world of possibilities, even if that possibility includes something we don't like. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece of writing, and I think our audiences at ETC are the smartest audiences on the planet. And I say that very proudly. I think they like plays that dig a little deeper and plays that they can talk about all the way home in the car. And The Other Place is certainly one of those plays.
You're following The Other Place with another very strong play, Detroit 67, which will run March 18th through April 5th.
And it is exactly what it sounds like. It is Detroit in the summer of 67 when the world was burning. And how does that affect a brother and sister who have inherited the house from their parents, who are trying to keep a business going, an African-American business going in Detroit in the summer of 67? They're trying to start a new business. It's about two friends of theirs, and into the fray comes a white woman who has been beaten and left by the side of the road. She is taken in by this family and nurtured by this family. It is a play about choices and challenges and risks, and it is a very, very honest look at this country's history that is simply not too far gone. Sadly, this year with producing The Mountaintop, I found out a lot about Dr. King that I didn't know from the history books, and I didn't even know from being a very active and interested person in his life. Detroit 67 takes us on a journey of the everyman. Again, this idea of a quest. What are we striving for? What does this family want? And why isn't it possible for them to have it? Or is it by the end of the play? It is a great convergence of racial, emotional, personal, love, economic issues all coming together in Dominique Morisseau's beautiful, beautiful play. A marvelous female playwright, a marvelous point of view. Her work compels me. She has another play called Sunset Baby that I hope we do in the future. This is a voice that just simply needs to be heard the way Katori Hall's voice needed to be heard this year with The Mountaintop.
You're winding up your season with what could easily be called the triple threat. Ed Stern directing both Dale Hodges and Janeel Joplin in Outside Mullingar.
And of course, it was nominated for a Tony for Best New Play. And of course, John Patrick Shanley wrote it, who's this little playwright who wrote Doubt, right? Wonderful play. Yeah, we're thrilled. It is a romance. It is a little odd romance because it is very Irish. It is set in Ireland. But nonetheless, it is about Joneil and Dale's characters and their two grown children who have grown up next door to each other now, who are now in their 30s and 40s. And what happens to that first generation? What happens to that next generation? To the land, to the property, to a missing wedding ring? It is absolutely delightful. And to have Ed back with us is a joy. I think that it's always important for people to remember that when he left the Playhouse, he didn't retire. I think he's been busier than he was even in his Playhouse days. He's been directing in Pennsylvania and Kansas City and St. Louis. So I had to book this ahead. And I am so honored and thrilled to have Janelle and Dale back with us. Both of them have worked at ETC in the past. This will be not only a great reunion for them, but for the audiences as well. And truly a great way to walk into spring with a whole lot of hope. This, too, is about a quest, not only for the missing ring, but also about this piece of property and a love story wrapped inside of it. I hope by the time we sit here next year at this time, we will be able to have celebrated the fact that this season launched a lot of new quests for our audience and saw some of them completed.
Now, subscriptions are still available, and you've actually added a special Tuesday subscription performance.
We have. Tuesday preview, the night before we open, is now a subscribed preview. A reduced rate because it's a preview, a great way to see the show before anybody else sees it, and a brand new subscriber house. So if you've been wanting those down low front 1, 2, 3 first row seats, this is a chance to snag them right now by subscribing to that Tuesday preview, and also our Sunday night shows at 7, which continue to have some availability.
It's a very exciting season. I'm sure a lot of people are very excited about getting subscriptions. I'd like to thank D'Lynn Myers for joining us this evening. Thank you so much, Lynn.
My great pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
For more information on ETC's 2014-15 season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.